If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right, here we are, first podcast of 2023. I'm a couple weeks late. I would love to sit here and say that I was just too fucking busy, man, and couldn't get to it, but that's a lie. I'm just fucking lazy. Listen, recovering from the holidays is a lot. It's probably just an excuse, but yeah, I'm lazy and I'm like 150% positive. My bosses don't listen to this thing, so I can say it, but you know, better late than never, as they say. I don't even know if you care. Who listens to this? Is anyone there listening? Hello? How is your new year thus far? Did you make a New Year's resolution? I don't make those. I feel it always sets up for failure. God, it sucks. I'm doing dry January. Boo! It's so lame. We're 2 weeks in. And, you know, usually you say the longer something goes, the easier it gets. And with dry January, I have to tell you, it is the complete opposite. Because the first week, you're like, okay, you know, it's only been a few days. I'm feeling better. No hangovers, some better sleep. It's all true. But then you get into the second week and you're like, well, I just want a fucking cocktail, man. You know, like I want a glass of whiskey or some nice red wine while we're in this cold, rainy weather, depending on where you live, maybe some snow. I don't know where you live. Who listens to me? Hello. But anyways, yeah, it's dry January. And I'll be honest, I cannot promise you I am going to get through the entire month. I can't even promise you. I can't promise myself is what I should say, because you don't give a shit if I'm drinking or not. But yeah, I'm going to try. That's all I can say. A for effort for now, 2 weeks in. Let's go. All right, let's get into it. What happened the week of January 9th? All right, it is a world of festivals, right? Like they're all coming out and announcing it. And dude, I gotta say, Coachella is falling short, at least for me personally. My music taste, I'm not like over the moon. I could care less about going. I mean, I haven't gone in years. I've gone once. But if I were a person who jumps on here and spends like your fucking savings to get into this thing, I wouldn't spend a penny to be here. Bad Bunny is headlining, and that's fucking awesome. Never seen him live, heard nothing but amazing things though. And he is just like on the map right now and helping with like Latin music and really putting that all over the place. And I think that's awesome. But like Blackpink is one of the other headliners. I'm just like, really? I just could fucking care less. Frank Ocean is another one. He's big. But I don't know. Again, this is not saying they're not big artists, just personally not elated with what's going on. But Can we talk about Bottle Rock? You know, all these festivals started small and local artists and not really a big deal. Like Coachella back in the day was all kind of underground artists. It was not what it is now. But Bottle Rock, I feel, at least this year, maybe even last year, is the best out of the majority of them. We are talking, and again, this is probably just more my taste in music, but the fucking Peppers, who I, for the love, have wanted to see live for decades. Post Malone, I have seen him live worth every second. He is so like just a normal dude on stage. It's crazy. Smashing Pumpkins, Duran Duran, who else? Sheryl Crow. I'm like looking at all these trying to pick out. I'm not going to read them all. Per usual, what do I say? Google it your fucking self, right? But yeah, Bonnaroo is out. Again, Google it. I'm not going to go over all these artists, but I think Bottle Rock is leading the pack, man, with the talent that they're bringing in. And I think it's super cool for them in that area, and I'm pumped on it. So, yeah, live music in full effect. So many people, you know, hitting the road and doing tours. So I can't wait to hopefully get some tickets, probably buy some tickets, and get the fuck out there, man, and listen to this shit. But yes, that's what's going on in festival world. And I feel, I mean, I usually sit here and hit some like big stuff and I'm just kind of like, are all the famous people on vacation? According to social media, a lot of them are, right? They went away for Christmas and New Year's and they're just sort of not doing anything else. And I don't even have anything big and crazy to say to you about this last week. I mean, Adele is all talked about, right? She has her Vegas residency, but that's not new. I mean, I guess Taylor Swift has started rehearsals for her massive Eras tour, guaranteed probably going to bring in the most money in U.S. tours. That's my prediction for 2023. But, you know, starting rehearsals, we knew last year that she was going to be doing this tour. She announced it, so that's not really big on this week either. Kanye West... Listen, I know everyone hates him and he has been saying some poor ass shit lately, like Kanye, pull it together. And I know people are saying that his mental health is not an excuse. And I'm not saying that he has an excuse for what he's saying, but I 100% wholeheartedly believe this man is unmedicated, not well. And this is where all this bullshit's coming from. And part of it, I don't even think he believes. I think he's just spewing shit because he's out of his goddamn mind and he likes to say shit to get a row out of people. And that's exactly what he's saying. A row out of people? A rile out of people. Whatever. He's trying to get people to talk and freak the fuck out. And it's working. But his marriage, I'm not sure. It was like completely under the radar. I guess she is a Yeezy designer and she is 100% a Kardashian lookalike. Look. The dude has a type. Okay. She's drop dead gorgeous though. I'll give him that. He pulls some grade A ass. So well done, Kanye, I guess. May this one work out for you. And I hope you get your shit together. That's all I got to say. He's full of talent and it's quite a bummer. But yeah, I usually don't like to dive into celebrity deaths. I feel, I don't want to say it takes down the mood. It's always just kind of, you know, we're sitting here talking shit and laughing or whatever. At least I'm laughing. I don't know if you think I'm funny, but this one was a big loss this last week. Lisa Marie Presley, the only living child of Elvis Presley, passed. And I can't even imagine how her mother's feeling. We're just not meant to lose our children, to bury our children. And what do you say around this situation? Like thoughts and prayers, but is that even enough? I feel it's all you can say, but I guess she suffered a cardiac arrest in her home. Someone who works there, I don't know if it was the maid or something, found her. She was rushed to the hospital, I guess suffered a second cardiac arrest and the family had signed a DNR, do not resuscitate. So they didn't, I guess, and she passed. And, you know, I had posted this on my Instagram at VHale, VHALE, if you care to fucking jump on there and follow me. And a lot of people were saying how, you know, she just hasn't been the same since the loss of her son. And it kind of goes to show what I had just mentioned, that we're not meant to bury our kids. And it's sometimes you just don't recover from that shit. And I'm not saying that's the cause of what's going on here. And I don't even think we really know exactly what happened, but overall it's devastating. She was very young. very much gone too soon, and a lot of family members, her other children, mourning her death, and it's absolutely awful. And hopefully this family gets the privacy that they need at this time, and I doubt they will. They're just so famous, and the media absolutely eats this shit up and gets all up in their business, and it's just another thing you're having to deal with while trying to mourn, and it's awful. So thoughts and prayers with that family and trying to navigate all of this. It's awful. Now, let's talk about Mega Millions. I live in a fantasy fucking world, dude. I'm like, listen, I'm going to win this. I knew exactly how I was going to spend my money. I was going to go to a state that has, a shit ton of land I could purchase where you don't have neighbors and people can hear you. And I was going to build myself a house, my best friend and her family and my parents, and then whatever other shit we wanted on this land. And we didn't have anyone around us. And it was going to be amazing. Like I said, fantasy land. This was the second biggest Mega Millions in history, $1.35 billion. It was claimed by someone in Maine, and good for them, huh? But also fuck you, because you ruined my hopes and dreams over here. I know I need to get better hopes and dreams, but I have never purchased a Mega Millions ticket that often. I think I purchased it like 3 weeks in a row. Usually I'll just randomly be like, oh, it's in the news that it's really big, I'll go grab one and don't think twice about it. But like I said, I had a whole fucking life planned out based on this, but it wasn't me. I know, we're all shocked. And honestly, I really feel that's all I have to say to you guys today. I'm glad that you came here to listen to whatever the fuck this was. Like I said, not a lot going on. Like if someone could, go out there and start some fucking scandals and we can talk shit on here, that would be amazing. But until then, it's kind of my boring life and I'm doing Dry January and I just want a fucking adult beverage in my life, but I have another 2 weeks to go. So boo fucking who. I know, first world problems, right? All right, that's what happened the week of January 9th. Everybody, enjoy this following week, and maybe it'll be a lot more exciting next week. If you do listen, per usual, fucking thank you, man. Like, you know, you go on here and see how many views you have, and it's like, okay. But for the people who do sit here and listen through this shit show, I appreciate you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.